Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Powinder. I hope you're well and looking after yourselves. So today's episode is a different format. I haven't got a guest. The guest is me, as you would say, as you could call it. Today we're talking about, it's not them, it's you. What does this actually mean? For so long, we always blame every situation on other people, like, oh, it's him, he didn't do this to me, or that person does this to me, and because of that person, I can't get to where I want to get. We all have these scenarios in our head. We're thinking, oh my God, why is this this way? And it's everyone else's fault but mine. If only this would change, I could be happy. We've heard this scenario over and over and over and again. And he makes me angry, or something like that, or she makes me angry, she really pisses me off. Or you keep going into relationships that actually always turn out the same way. They just end up going, or you end up breaking up with them, or you go up the same person, or the same work. Why do I always get the crappy managers? Why do I never get any customers for my business, or etc, etc? And the scenario in all of this is, the common denominator is literally you. And as much as it pains me to say this, because I have to include myself in this scenario, is that the common denominator is you. That you are in all these situations. You're the only one that's present in all these situations. Why is it some people don't have the same reality as you? Why don't other people have the same relationship as you? Because they have different things going on for them. And so it really is a struggle when you think, oh my God, at this moment in time, what does this actually mean for me? Like, it's my fault. It's not a blame game. That's the other thing. Let's stop blaming ourselves, because the more we blame, the more we shudder and think, oh, it's actually the other people, because we just want to blame people. We want to hold people to account. And this is the whole thing that's going over and over again. The accountability, people taking responsibility for their actions, is not blaming someone else. It's acknowledging your part you play and acknowledging why you possibly could do that and why you would do that. And it feels harder than it really actually sounds. But it's okay at this moment in time. So if there is a scenario in your head of what's going on in your life, ask yourself, is this a pattern? Why does this pattern keep repeating? I was talking to a client stroke friend the other day, and she gets to a point in her business, every single point, and it's like, I can't do this. And then she just leaves it and then moves on. But the point is, you just keep coming back to that same problem over and over again. And it got to the point where it was actually stop and actually ask yourself, what is actually holding me back? Write a list of all the reasons what's actually holding me back in that scenario. And what you think is a problem is not really the problem. And it sometimes comes back to you're scared. You're scared of what's going to happen. You're scared of what wouldn't happen. You're scared it's not perfect. You're scared of what's not going to happen, what people are going to say, etc., etc. And do you know what? It's actually okay to express that feeling and saying you're scared. Because when you just express that feeling, why you're scared, is it because you're scared it's going to be a success? Are you scared it's not going to be a success? Or are you success? What people are going to say? And it's okay. Like, when you actually sit with the moment and actually feel what you're feeling, you begin to realize that it's all okay. Like, that feeling will pass, and then you can start taking action to move forward. And the same goes for relationships. Like, if you just go for the same person over and over again, but it's a different person, like, it's just the same caliber but a different name. And at the beginning, it starts off really well, etc., etc. And then all of a sudden, it just dwindles down like it normally does. Ask yourself, what is it about you that you're attracting? What do you say about yourself? Because at some point, on some level, you're saying something to yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, what you feel about yourself. And just sitting there for that moment and feeling, what the hell am I doing? Like, what can I do differently? And you may feel like angry at this point. No, it's not my fault. It's their fault. But hold on a second. You choose to be in that relationship. You choose to do in those scenarios. And we all have a choice in everything we do. Until we can start staying, have that awareness of what we're doing, that is when things will start changing. And that's what it's all about. If we stop blaming other people on what's going on right in our life, then maybe our life will start being different. And yes, when we were younger, but there were situations outside our control that we couldn't help us and weren't outside our control. But it's up to us to how much we want to hold on to them and how much are we willing to let go of them. And when I mean willing to let go of them, I'm not mean just put them in the cupboard and never deal with their emotion. No, that's not how you do it. You need to deal with the emotion. Feel the emotion, let it go, and feel the pain, blah, blah, blah. Just do it. Seriously, as you probably heard in my podcast, there's so many different ways that the feelings that you've pressed when you're younger or in life will come up in so many other ways. How you work in your work. Are you a micromanager? Are you a leader? Etc. etc. Are you in a possessive in a relationship, or are you like over possessive with your children, or etc. etc. Whatever we don't deal with comes out in some shape or form in the physical, mental, spiritual, and how we deal with other people. So you can't not get away with not dealing with your shit, basically. Deal with your shit. But the other thing is, stop blaming other people, because what you're doing is by blaming other people about your shit, things not working out for you, is that you're not dealing with your own emotions. And that's what it literally all boils down to. We're so consumed with looking outside of us to blame everything and deal with stuff. Yeah, that stuff happens. But how we respond and how we deal with it is what's teaching us. And it's up to us. It's our learning. And also, like, if you want something bigger, you're going to get something coming up for you, because it's trying to teach you and trying to let go of something. Because if you want something, you need to create space for it. And it's time for you to deal with that problem. So today's podcast is a very short and snappy one. It is really about stop blaming other people for your shit. It is you. I'm afraid to say it is completely you. But it's not you in the way you think it is. You don't need to blame yourself. Because sometimes we get into this trip that if I admit that I'm wrong, that means I am not right. And that's I'm going to be blamed for. And then it makes me not worthy, blah, blah, blah. That is not the case. You do not need to share it with the whole world what is going on. You just need to acknowledge it within yourself. And when you acknowledge it, oh my God, the shift will be amazing. Because when you start being really, really honest with yourself, you literally start to make some huge shifts. And when you say to yourself, actually, when it comes to a relationship, actually, I want someone that's quite loving. So it's going to ask you, are you loving towards yourself? Are you loving towards other people? And it's going to start making shifts in that sense, is what you're asking yourself. We can't keep running around in the same scenario. And that's why if you're at the point where you've had the same pattern over and over again, or you're not getting what you want over and over again, that's crap. It's time to get what you want. It's time to live the life that you want to live. It's time to be conscious. And that's why I've started this podcast. It is to be back conscious. It is to start taking responsibility, but not the blame game. It is nothing to do with the blame game. And as human beings and as a society way, we kind of say, oh no, but this is how we've done, blah, 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 blah. And it's crap. And culturally as well, like, this is how a certain way we need to live. Bullshit. Complete and utter bullshit. Because we are human beings, and we are people that have our own decisions. We know what's right for us. We know what's wrong for us. We know how we need to live and how what's good for us and what isn't good for us. It's not being in the conditions of society. It's not the conditions of religion, of our culture, of what we've been told. We know what's right or wrong. Let's start listening to that, as opposed to everything else that we've been listening to, because that really doesn't work and it does not make us happy. And for some unknown reason, don't get me wrong, I did that as well when I was younger. I thought if I did live life as per society prescribed to me, if I was busy being perfect, then my life would be amazing. Bullshit. It never happened that way, unfortunately. I like to say it did, but it didn't. It just made me more unhappy, because you can't spend your whole life making other people happy, because the only person that loses in this scenario is you. So firstly, stop blaming other people on your shit and start taking responsibility and start being kind to yourself and knowing it's okay and you can deal with it. And it's that awareness on what's going on, awareness in that pattern. Like, make a list of all the stuff that you say to yourself and all the reasons why you can't have that certain thing. And secondly is, don't look for external conditioning on way things are. Like, there's a million ways to wash a mug. We just know one way, and sometimes just the openness to know there's a different way to wash a mug is really crucial in everything. And if you want something different in our life, then we have to do different things. And so if this resonates with you, then you understand why it's time to take that responsibility on yourself. What is going on for you, and what do you actually want? And ultimately, sometimes we are very much, we end up doing the same pattern because we're just ultimately scared. We're scared of getting hurt. We're scared of being vulnerable. We're scared of what if it doesn't work? And they're all legitimate reasons on why maybe you haven't done what you've done in the past and you've done what you've done. And it is scary out there. Putting your heart out there, putting yourself out there in anything you do is scary. And you don't know what reaction you're going to get. But if you're doing it from your heart purpose or your soul purpose, then it's going to be right and it's going to resonate with the right people. You're going to connect with the right people. Because if you think about it so far, if you're not been doing that and if you're doing it with, oh, I can't do this, or I just dip my toe here and I dip my toe there, you're not really putting yourself out there. You're just half-heartedly doing it and you're doing it for everyone else's reaction. It won't work and it's not worked up until now. If you've only given only 5% of yourself in a relationship, well, it hasn't worked. Well, try giving a little bit more and see what happens. And you'll know things will change is when your relationships aren't being different, when your work stuff starts being different. It may take a few tries. For example, like in relationship, you may date someone, you think actually this person is ticks these qualities, and then it doesn't quite work out, so you stop, recover, move on, and then you start working with and you start going out with someone else, and then he ticks this qualities, and this quality I didn't even think about I really want. So you know it's working. It may not always work out, but it's made you one step closer on what you do want. Because we don't actually know everything we want in this moment in time. It does take some time and take some months. But it's not just about, oh, it just ticks this criteria and that's it. And that's the only thing you want for the rest of your life. That doesn't work that way. So I hope you've enjoyed this session and look forward to seeing you next week. And if you like listening to it, please download and subscribe to the button and let me know what you think. If you want to find out more and want some queries, then please don't hesitate to contact. Please do not hesitate to contact me. You can find me on my website, www.porindadale.com, and to do reach out. Lots of love and take care. Bye.